T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, all in time. On the Fan on this Football Friday. What's going on, everybody? How you doing? Tiki and Tierney here. Tiki's out, so I'm going solo. Every Monday, win $500 from Boost Mobile for going all in with us here on the show. Again, every Monday with Tiki and Tierney, you got to call up. You have to get on the air as well on Mondays at 866-540-WFAN during this segment, all in. And if you do, you'll get registered to win $500 from Boost Mobile. And then at the end of the segment, we'll pick one of the callers to win. And that's it. Pretty simple transaction. $500 coming your way. Brought to you by Boost Mobile this Black Friday. Switch to Boost Mobile. Get a $200 gift card when you sign up for a $50 or $60 unlimited plan. All right, 877-337-6666 is our number inside of our Town Fair Tire Studio. Our friends at Town Fair remind you that you always get the guaranteed lowest price on name brand tires from Connecticut to Maine. Nobody beats Town Fair Tire. Nobody. I am all in on this before I get back to the phones. You know, this Giants start was not the Giants. It was a spark. And I think a foreshadow of future success, but it just simply was never going to be the 2022 Giants. Not with the injuries, not with the relative, and I say with all due respect, relative dearth of talent. You know, that doesn't mean you shouldn't enjoy it. That doesn't mean that they don't have a puncher's chance. I don't think they're going to the playoffs, but I am all in on the Giants' future. I mean, you can't get out of choppy waters unless, number one, you have a sturdy boat, number two, a captain who's going to navigate those waves. And the boat has been, you know, leaking forever, and they've had anything but a captain. That is for damn sure. Well, they got a captain, and they got a boat. And now, you know, those waters have become calm. I think they're going to get very choppy the rest of the way, but I hope that doesn't obscure the good. You know, it's just a tough sledding here, man. I mean, Washington, Philly, at Washington, at the Vikes, Colts, and at Philly, you know. And, you know, the old adage, although I'm not even sure it's an adage. I think I'm about to make it up. Maybe bumper sticker time, Dove. You see what you want to see. I don't think that's actually an old adage, although it sounds like somebody said that at some point in history. You see what you want to see. And you process what you want to process. And really, what we've seen the last month to me, much more emblematic of the Giants. Just not very talented. You know, the game in Seattle, fairly ugly. Week 10 off the bye. Ugly win against Houston, who's bad. You know, Giants were up 7-3 in the third quarter. Week 11, you know, bad loss against Detroit. I know Detroit's got a little talent, but kind of got smoked that game. They pulled away from you. So, all that being said, I think the Giants are probably staring at, I mean, really, my heart says 1-5 the rest of the way. I think 2-4 is on the table. And by the way, if you get to 3-3, you're going to the playoffs. I just don't think 3-3 is in the cards. I don't. 877-337-6666. Let's get back to you. How about Jim in Caribou, Maine? He's got us up on the Odyssey app, free. What's up, Jimmy?
Hey, how we doing? Happy Thanksgiving.
Same to you, Jim. How are you up there? Pretty part of the country, dude.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Northern Maine, about 15 minutes from Canada. You know, there's a lot of snow on the ground.
Yeah.
Pretty mild. Mild temperatures up here, though, right now. Only about maybe 32, which is not too bad.
Not bad. No, it's all relative. Not too bad. It's about 48 down here, but I got you.
You know, it's going to get a lot colder, though, for sure.
I know.
We're, We're ready, but I got a question for you.
Okay.
And, you know, I like that what Robert Saleh did. You know, the schedule as far as this team's progression has been moved up dramatically. The game plan has changed for this team. For instead of just being let's see how we progress this year, to actually being able to make a deep run in the playoffs if we had a capable quarterback. I don't think Zach Wilson is coming back from this. I think his tenure is over. I don't think Mike White is going to be the successor to take over the realm long term. So I wanted your thoughts. Since we are one quarterback away, right, from possibly going to the Super Bowl, what free agent quarterback do you think should come in here? And do you think could this city handle a personality, or could the personality handle New York?
Handle the city,
Aaron Rodgers.
Mm-hmm. Oh, man. You know,
now, I think Aaron Rodgers would come in here with such a swagger.
I know.
And I think he would light things up with this team.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's Aaron Rodgers, so anytime you start throwing that out there, you have to listen. But, again, that would be a trade. So keep in mind, you preface it with free agent. Now, the only free agent it will be, and thanks for the call there, would be, if Lamar doesn't resign, and Tiki and I have talked about this a lot, or Daniel Jones. And he's got a perfect disposition for the city. It hasn't proven to be too big for him from that point of view. You get some weapons around him. I think we all think Daniel Jones can be pretty good. So I would say... I'm going to jot this down. Rodgers trade, Lamar free agent, Daniel Jones free agent, and we'll put out the obviously Jimmy Garoppolo, who always his name always gets thrown out there with this stuff. I think Jimmy's the most plausible path. I do. You know, Rodgers. Of course, you know. Yes, there'd be incredible intrigue. Yes, he's one of the greatest in terms of talent. Of all time. Didn't we already do this with Favre? Now, Favre was, I think, a little bit past his prime. More, even though Rodgers, the Packers aren't good this year. He's got nothing around them. But Rodgers' attitude, it's just a turnoff. He's just a weird cat. I don't know. Of course, I take him. He's Rodgers. But, I mean, I'd prefer to have my own guy. I'd prefer to be Zach. But, yes, I would take Rodgers and hope he doesn't wilt or, you know, just, I don't know. He's just... Doesn't seem to be a great teammate. I'm sorry. But yes, I'd take him. Lamar Jackson, of course. That goes without saying. Daniel Jones, yeah, I'd take Daniel Jones. I would. And Jimmy in a lower level trade, yeah, of course. Now, Jimmy's going to be the guy, I would think, just based on the familiarity, not just with Robert Saleh and LaFleur, but, you know, the ability for the Jets, for Joe Douglas and the Niners organization to make a trade. You know, the liaison there would be Saleh. You know, of course, he knows the GM very well. It just seems like the most likely path. But what I'm not going to do is definitively shut the door on Zach. Not yet. I mean, it's creaking closed. Don't get me wrong. I might even be reaching for the doorknob here. Like, yeah, I'm nervous. I mean, he seemed like such a spark. Like, just... what he projected, you know, even when he first walked across the podium, put on his Jets hat, he had this bounce, you know, not that it means anything on game day, but, you know, I don't know. He looked a little more exuberant than, say, Mac Jones awkwardly walking across. I'm like, this is a guy that we can roll with here. He's going to make some sick throws. He's going to make some sick runs. And then we watch his pro day, which, you know, we should never watch pro days again. Let's make it a rule. And the only people who need to adhere to this rule are Jet fans. Everybody else can watch Pro Day. We're not allowed to watch anymore. Because don't tell me that, now I know that not all of you are Darnold people, I get it. But Sam Darnold's Pro Day in the rain was pretty damn impressive. Because what'd you do? You walk away saying, I mean, man, look at this guy throwing these darts in rain. Huh? He can handle the elements of MetLife. You know, he could probably play up in Buffalo. Foxborough when it's cold, you know? If you got to go to Kansas City or Pittsburgh or Denver or Cleveland or Baltimore, he can handle it. You know, big, thick, you know, like a just a thicker athlete than Zach in terms of his legs and his body, just stronger. You're like, so he's big, he's strong, he's got a pretty good arm, he's got a little bit of a weird delivery, but I could get behind this guy. And we did, largely because of his stupid pro day. We can't watch him anymore. We are banned. Let's get Danny in Centerport. Danny, what's happening?
BT, as always, thanks for taking the call, and I hope you had a great Thanksgiving.
I did. And back to you, Dan. Hopefully you guys did as well.
Thank you. Yep. You know, BT, listen, you know my emotions get me crazy sometimes when I call. I really want to have an open-hearted conversation here with a true Jet fan. You know I am, and I know you are.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? I am totally on board with what's happening at this current moment with benching him if he has lost the locker room. Okay? That is, like you said earlier, all of it. I applaud Salah for that. It shows stability, and I am completely, completely on board with that. Okay? But that being said, that does nothing for us moving forward as an organization. It truly doesn't. This kid, I think, is getting such a bad rap. Listen, he was lousy, BT. We know that, okay? But let's really look at it for a half a second. This kid is 5-2 this year as a starter, number one.
Mm-hmm.
He has come back from deficit. He's drove us down the field when we needed it in fourth quarter. We've had fourth quarter victories. He showed moxie that way. Has he made a couple of horrible throws in those other games? Yes. BT, he was beat by the best coach that's coached this game in the last 100 years. And you know what? I hate to be woulda, shoulda, coulda, but you know it was there. That first game, we shouldn't have lost. We could have rolled that team that day, and we got a bum call. Yes, I know it was a call. It was letter of the law.
Mm-hmm.
But the bottom line is, bro, he. Listen, BT, I'll even give you another one because I really want to talk to you about this. I met this kid personally. I work at Belmont Park. I met this kid one-on-one on Belmont Stakes Day. He couldn't have been any nicer, any humbler, more open to shake my hand and take a picture, and super nice.
I was so blown away.
I think this is a horrible move as far as us moving forward as an organization. This week, I'm all on board with it because if he lost the locker, he has no choice but to do what he did, BT, right?
Yes.
But you really want my – you know you're going to think I'm crazy.
Go ahead.
But this is my best-case scenario, BT. Mike White comes out.
Uh-huh.
He has a lousy game. Flacco comes in. We win the game. We get out of this game. And Salah pulls Zach in his office Monday and says, Zach, you get it now. We need you. This is your team.
Now, hold on a second, Dan. Hold on. I know where you're going. So they get the win, so it doesn't compromise the season. Mike White doesn't play well enough where to justify him starting. Here's the issue, though. It depends how they
go ahead.
If Flacco comes in and throws two touchdowns, then for the locker room's sake, you can't bench him, number one. And let me ask you a more direct question, all right?
Okay.
How many, and it's not like it's been 50 starts, it's been 20, but how many four-quarter games has Zach Wilson had where you sit down at 1 o'clock and you flip the game off at 4, or you sit down at 4:05 and it's over at 7, where you sit there and say, this kid was awesome today? How many?
None.
Zero.
None. And you know what, BT, I can't even argue with you about that. You're 100%
right. That's a problem.
But again, BT, we say this, he's 20 games in and he's learning the game. He makes good throws, bad throws. Everybody's got to grow. I think he just needs to grow. This is a shakeup that I am totally, like you said at the beginning, on board with. I truly am.
Yeah.
I think he needs to be rattled and told that you cannot do this. You need to be accountable, and we're on board with that, and I am. But moving forward, I need to see this kid as my quarterback. And every game he does not finish for the rest of this year, we could possibly go into next year with the question mark. And I don't want that question mark.
Danny, the difference, and good call. Thanks for that call. The difference, though, would be if, let's say he doesn't play a lot the rest. Let's say Mike White plays well, not even great, but he wins a couple of games. Locker room's rolling. Jets are still on the course for the playoffs, certainly on the threshold. Even if that happens, you know, even if Zach comes back and plays two or three good games, I think no matter what, they're going into next year with a very different quarterback room. I don't think they trust him. And I believe it. You know, you shake his hand. You met him at Belmont. I think he's a really good kid. I think he's affable. I think he was, you know, raised with respect. I think he's a good kid. But that doesn't mean you can throw a 5-yard screen pass, man. I mean, that's where I got to say, I got to check out a little bit. If you're throwing balls over Barrios' head and he's 7 yards away, or you're short hopping, and this goes back to the Atlanta game in London last year, you're short hopping screen passes? You got to sit down and you have to fix your feet and you have to fix your eyes, and you have to fix your arm, and you've got to get those three things married. Because the amount of times that I've actually seen him take a conventional 3 or 5 step drop, stand, and I'm not Kurt Warner, I didn't play, what you don't have to be. Do what I just said, 3 or 5 step drop, that right foot hits the turf, boom, right? You're up tall, you're playing big, shoulders squared, poof, dart, right to the numbers, right to the heart of his receiver. How many times he's done that in his career? I could count on probably 2 hands. On 2 hands. He doesn't play big. He's not efficient. And now he didn't take ownership. He had to be benched. And I give Saleh a lot of credit for doing it. And by the way, I give Joe Douglas and I give, you know, Woody Johnson credit for letting him do that. Because when you bench the second overall pick a year and a half in, at least for the moment, you're going to look bad as an organization. You're going to get knocked around, which they did on all the, oh, did they draft the wrong guy? Oh, is he going to be good enough? Oh, what's up with Zach? Nobody wants to sit there and be subjected to that. Like, imagine being in Florham Park when, you know, Stephen A. is blistering Zach Wilson. Or, you know, the guys who actually play, Ryan Clark, which is, you know, I love Stephen's my boy, but that's more meaningful when guys who played are doing it. Stephen A., Or Marcus Spears or any of the other guys on all the other networks. Like, and they crushed him. And rightfully, Orlovsky, whether it was film, whether it was verbal. Nobody wants to sit through that. That's personal. But that's the sign of a franchise that gets it when they're prepared to sit through that for the betterment of the team and the future. How to be benched. Oh, my head feels so much better. Feels so good all of a sudden. So since Tiki's off today, you know, usually Tiki's got a small stash of berries and nuts and all healthy items. And there's a lot, you know. So I never really see what else is next to him. But since he's not in and all those healthy items are not there, I notice there's a big bottle, not that big, but a bottle of cocoa and shea butter. Oh, the top of my head needed it. Oh, yeah. Ah, feels good. Thank you, Teak. It smells good. It feels good. Got to take care of that dome, though, when you shave it every other day, you know? 877-337-6666 is my number. Our number, Teak and Tierney on the Fan. We're back together on Monday. Yeah, I mean, listen, must win for the Jets. I mean, this is basically a four-hour football show. The one thing that I'll throw in there as well, you know, this Aaron Judge situation, I go back and forth on it, you know, because it's largely positioned, oh, he's from San Francisco. No, he's not. He's basically 2-3 hours, grew up, you know, 2-3 hours away. I mean, what's a comparable, let's see. So, imagine growing up in, I don't know, Cortland, New York. I'm just throwing something out. I don't even know if that's exactly 3 hours, whatever. Cortland, New York, or, you know, past the Hudson Valley, but just short of Albany. Yeah, of course, you know, you grow up either a Yankee or a Met fan, you would think, but I don't know. I don't think that the connection quite is as intimate as some make it out to be. Doesn't mean he's not going to take their exorbitant contract whenever they offer it, which is coming real soon. I can't wait to see that offer. I mean, do they mess around and go 10 years? 10 years, four bills? Man, I don't know. I am not concerned at all. Tiki's a little concerned. I'm not concerned at all. Whatever the number is, Yankees are matching. That you could take to the bank. Now, there is a conversation to be had. Would that be the right, smart, prudent play? You know, at age 30, 31, you can make the case it's not. We saw what happened with Pujols despite, you know, a little renaissance at the end of this year as he was chasing benchmarks. But, I mean, think about his Angels deal. I mean, now he's also a very different athlete than Judge. Pujols is very heavy-footed, you know, kind of stuck in concrete, can never move.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Runs flat-footed. You know, Judge is a 6'7 gazelle. He's got bounce. He's got spring. He's leaner. So I think he'll absolutely retain his athleticism much deeper into his career than some other more recent players with those 9-10 year deals or even older figures that were comparable in terms of size, like a Dave Parker, who was, I think, 6'5". I see more Winfield. I talked about this the other day. You know, Dave Winfield, at the age of 40, had a monster season for Toronto. Like, I want to say like 100 ribbies and 20-something home runs and a, you know, really nice OPS, 820, 30, somewhere in that neighborhood. But Yankees aren't coming short. I mean, there's just no way. There's no way. No chance. So I'm not worried about that. Doesn't ensure that he's going to stay, but Yanks are coming with the offer. 877-337-6666. Frank's in Belmore. What's going on, Frank?
Hey, how you doing, BT? Yeah, I got a little bit different take. You know, partway through the season, after a few games, the players, defensive players in particular, were arguing with coaches and saying, you know, we're not playing the right way. All of a sudden, the players told the coaches how they had to play, and that defense took off. I watched the kid, and I don't know if he's, and I don't think anyone knows if Zach Wilson is going to be the answer. Nobody knows.
Nope.
But, you know, nobody knew when Tom Brady was sitting behind Drew Bledsoe if he was going to be the man. They'd probably say, no way, he'll never get a chance. The
True.
Thing is,
now,
I think...
Let me just quickly interject. True, no doubt.
Yeah.
But Tom Brady was not mechanically broken when he took the ball from Drew Bledsoe. Zach Wilson is.
Right, and this is my point.
Okay.
I think Salah dropped the ball during the game. You know, we can't compare baseball to football, but you have to have the coaching ability to pull somebody when they don't have it. You know, you're a professional. I think he missed it. I think it's a big CYOA moment. At the end of the game, he says, oh, Zach Wilson's not going to be benched. He's our quarterback, and all of a sudden he's benched. When the players finally went to him and
said,
no. Well,
no, that's not what he said. No, you got to be fair. He said, I'm not even thinking about that right now. I think his exact quote was, that's the furthest thing from my mind. After the game, he did not say, Zach is my quarterback.
Okay, wrong choice of words, but it was not in his mind right at that point to pull him. I'm just saying there were times during this year where I've seen Salah really drop the ball. And if you know a kid can't throw a screen pass or he's mechanically broken, you got him for 2 years. Get some coaches in there to help him. I'm just saying he looked pretty good during the Buffalo game. I know he just controlled the game.
Yep.
He made throws down the end of the game. He won that game in a nice way, and I'll take that every game the rest of the year with that defense we have. I'm just saying I think we need to keep an eye on.
Oh, you cut out there at the end. I get it. There's different ways to interpret this. There are some people who think that you should have yanked him during the Patriots game. You know, I don't know if that that could almost be. See, being benched at the start of the game, to me, yeah, it's a shot to the ego. It's going to be bruised a bit. I think it's a little less jarring. Not that I'm against, you know, jarring a young athlete that needs it. I think it almost could have been counterproductive. Like, you don't want to destroy the young man's confidence. And to do it during the game against that team, I don't know. I would not have done that. Now, you know, if Mike White was a little bit more of a sure thing, maybe you do. I can understand both sides of the equation. I can. But really, the thing that is going to forever bother me, you know, if this Zach Wilson chapter is like so many other chapters written in this ugly Jets book that we've been forced to read over our lifetime, how can you possibly compartmentalize on any level other than negligence that they went to battle with a rookie head coach, with a rookie offensive coordinator, and with a rookie QB? Without a veteran in the room Flacco was traded for. I don't know. That really bothers me. And it doesn't do anything now. You can't change it. And I know Coach Knapp passed away. Awful. Horrendous. Tragic. I don't even like talking about that because it seems like when I make the transition to my greater point, it comes across as callous and insensitive. That's the last thing I'm trying to project. The man lost his life on a bicycle. Jeez. Horrendous. But you had a year and a half to recover. Like, I could understand maybe last year, but to not correct it for this year, that's the part that I will never understand. That seems like a layup to me. You know, there's so many things about the draft that are crapshoots. There's so many things about hiring a coach who might impress you when he's wearing a suit and he's laying out his vision for the team, but all of a sudden, you know, tries to execute it in front of 53 grown men and it goes sideways, right? I get it. There's a lot of intangibles that you can't always nail down during the interviewing process. But there's also certain things that you can't ignore, like certain gimmies, staples, and surrounding a young, precocious talent with a sage, veteran voice, to me, is really number one on the checklist. And they didn't do it. You know, not that we're going to lament this forever here, but that was a real head scratcher. It was a real miss. It really was. All right, it's 12:42. It's the Tinky and Tierney Show. Not my favorite song here, though, but I'm going to let it slide. It's the holidays.
You think Spike's going to switch to Christmas music?
No, probably not. We'll mix some in. I don't think he's going to throw it into his 90s alternative, you know. It's like we're half lithium, you know, like a series, like half WFN, half lithium. I like lithium, but he has snuck a few of those in there that are just, you know, I don't know how they made the cut. I'm all about Christmas. Actually, what I did when we were eating Thanksgiving last night, I actually put on Alexa. I said, play Christmas music. Earlier and earlier. It's nuts, man. Like, so my wife just sent me a picture. So the tree's up. She said, I'm saving the star for you, the first ornament for you, which is awesome. And the kids are obviously home. They're young. And we'll do most of that today. I've got to put some more lights on the outside of the house. It's gotten earlier and earlier. And most of the holidays, it drives me nuts. Like, I can't stand walking into, say, CVS on January 2nd to get, I don't know, Band-Aids, whatever the heck, vitamins, and there's Valentine's stuff out already, which is what happens. And then, like, I don't know, February 16th, you go in to get a prescription, somebody's sick with the flu, and then there's the Easter stuff. Like, it's just too early. Halloween, you're basically seeing it Labor Day, right? But Christmas? Nah, Christmas can't come early enough. I love it. The music, the feel, let's go. I am in. I am all in. All right. Little music there, Dove. It's time to win.
Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen.
Every show makes picks, but this show actually makes picks that'll put money in your pocket. And we've got nearly 10 years of evidence to back it up. Buckle in and get your wallets ready as BT pops on his shades and becomes Sharp Tierney.
I forgot my sunglasses today because it's raining. And the last 2 weeks I've worn them. And the whole thing was born, whatever, back in the day, me and Teak National. I was red hot. I really was. And there's all the data and the numbers. You can find it, whatever. I don't need to regurgitate it. Just trust me, I was doing well. And, like, I just started doing something wacky. I'm like, you know, I was getting, like, kind of cocky, but in a purposeful way. So every time I had a big week, I would come in with something more that kind of fits, like, the sharp Vegas pimp mode. So I ordered from Amazon this fake dollar bill gold chain. And then one time I actually took my wife's diamond earring and I put it in because my hole still hasn't closed since basically college, which is crazy. And I would throw the shades on there, right? So that's how the whole Sharp Tierney shade thing popped up. And then when we started on The Fan, I'm like, yeah, we're not on TV yet. Yeah, I know it's a streaming. Well, I'm not going to get all dressed up and... And then even Dove was like, dude, you got to start wearing your shades. You're not doing as well as you usually do. So the last 2 weeks, I wore the shades. I went 4-2. I don't have them today. So I don't know what that means. Hopefully it still portends good things, but I'm not so sure. Back to even footing on the season. 33 up, 33 down against the spread. I'm going to buzz through these. Not a whole lot of, you know, description behind it because I want to get back to the calls and talk football, Jets and Giants. But there is a game today that I like. All right, 3:30, NC State at UNC. Give me the Heels. -6.5. Tar Heels, -6.5 against their in-state rival. All right, so I'm going to go with UNC. Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. There you go. Now, tomorrow at noon, this one, talk about an off-the-radar game. But again, money's green. Doesn't matter. Liberty hosting New Mexico State. I don't know if it's on TV. If it is, I ain't watching. But I am going to put a little something behind the over, which is 50.5. Give me the over. Liberty hosting New Mexico State. Boom. All right, four NFL games for you. Denver -1 against our old buddy, Sammy D. Sam Darnold, the ghost man. So Denver's -1 at Carolina. I can't get, listen, but this is almost, I was tempted to take the under, which is probably what you should do. I just think that they find a way, Denver that is, to squeeze out one of the ugliest wins of the season. There will be nothing aesthetically interesting about this game. Russell Wilson looks like he's broken. Sam Darnold, and I like Sam, but he really never got going. I'm going to take Denver -1 to squeak by at Carolina. Carolina, nothing finer. Jets +6 over the Bears. Dove, what do you think I'm doing? This is usually where Tiki interjects. What do you think I'm doing? Jets +6 over the, -6, my bad. Wow. Jets -6 over the Bears. What do you think I'm doing?
I know you think they're going to win. By yes. How much, I'm not sure, but I'll guess over.
I believe that the Jets will heartily cover the 6. It's called Mike Bleepin' White. Stand up. Little respect. Now, I don't know if Fields is playing. Even if he does, the Jets have the defensive pieces to somewhat, he's talented, but to somewhat neutralize him. If he does play, that shoulder's jacked up. It takes one fall to the turf. He could be gone again. Their backup is obviously nothing to write home about. Give it a Jets -6 back on track. All right. The Texans are in Miami, going to Miami. Texans +14. You know, listen, like college is just different than the NFL. There's some of these monster spreads in college, and the disparity in talent is so great. You don't mind laying 20, 30, whatever, in some cases 35, 40. But the way I look at some of these games on the NFL level, if I feel like it's somewhat attainable, you're getting 14 points. I mean, it's not out of the question the Texans, you know, get a field goal out of the shoot, score a lucky touchdown. Suddenly, 14 to 17 or 21. You know, it's just, Miami's a little disinterested. Texans aren't going to win. The 14, I'll take it. Give me Houston. Remember, the Giants, now the Giants don't have the firepower Miami does, but Giants were beating the Texans 7-3 in the third quarter. I guess that was a Thursday night game a couple of weeks back. The Texans were really hanging with the Eagles, so I would take the Texans. And finally, Seattle. Where's Geno? Stand up. Geno -3.5, hosting Vegas. Vegas is a disaster. Oh, a disaster. Give me Seattle. Maybe you shave it down, get an even 3 spot. Seattle -3.5 over the dysfunctional, messy, ugly Raiders. All right, so again, in summation, I'll take the Tar Heels today at 3:30, -6.5 over NC State. Boom. Give me Liberty and New Mexico State, the over, 50.5. I'm going there. That's tomorrow at noon. Denver -1 over Carolina in Carolina Sunday. Jets -6 over the Bears. Let's go, Mike. Let's go, Mike. Let's go, Mike. Taking the Jets. Texans +14 over Miami in Miami. And how about Seattle? -3.5 over the Texans. Over the Raiders. That is in Seattle. All right, so there we go. Have fun. We'll get him up on the, I don't know if we'll get him up because Hoff is not working today. I presume we'll get him up on social media. And listen, be smart. Have a little fun. As I tell you every time, I'm not here to preach. We're all adults. But if it ain't fun, stop betting. Don't chase. You know what I mean? All right. 877-337-6666. That's my number. How about Sally in Woodbridge? What's up, Sal?
Hey, how are you, BT? Happy holidays. I love the show. You, Solo, and you and Teak, of course. You guys are great.
Thank you, Sal. And happy thanks. I appreciate that. Happy holidays to you as well, buddy. What do you got?
Thanks, bud. Well, yeah. Real quick, just want to throw a name out there. I'm a big Jet fan, gone through all the years, you know, like yourself. You get numb to it. No. So I'm looking towards next year. We have a solid defense, and we all know the components. They're young, they're fast, they're aggressive, and it's from front to back. So, I mean, we need a serviceable quarterback. We've been looking for, you know, a diamond in the rough for years now. We can't find one. How about, I mean, I'm just throwing a name out there. Since Deshaun Watson's coming back, what about Brissett? I mean, as a maybe a stopgap next year, he's probably going to have a chip on his shoulder. He's been around. He may be able to manage the game. There's nothing sexy about him. But, I mean, I'm just trying to think of possibilities for next year and then maybe draft somebody that could sit behind him for a year and learn a little bit, you know, middle round guy. Who knows? I'm reaching, but no, well, that's just a guy who came up.
It's not a bad philosophy. Like, it's really not. Right. But specific to the Jets, now I need to ask you a couple questions. So, if it was Brissett, are you bringing him? Is Zach back? I guess at that point, Flacco's gone.
You know,
Zach back or
that's
no?
That's a flip of a coin. I've had hopes for Darnold. All these. If he grows up fast, he's 23. He seems to, you know, he shows flashes, but he's got to really grow up. I mean, but if they wanted to, if they don't think they could lose him and they want him to sit behind Brissett for whatever, and if he buys in and he really, if they feel like he has the talent, but, you know, that's a secondary thing. I would rather probably draft someone new to try again.
Well,
but
I don't think they're not doing that yet. I mean, I'll tell you why. Number one, they're not going to be in a position, I don't think, to draft anybody that would come in as a first rounder. And they're also
I mean, as a backup. I mean, as somebody, if we got a guy like Brissett or Garoppolo, somebody who's serviceable, who could just manage that game. Yeah. We have great weapons. You just throw it out there for Wilson. I mean, our tight ends are tough. They catch everything. We got two solid running backs. I mean, better than solid with Breece coming back next year. Hopefully he's solid. Mm-hmm. And then we have a defense that's dynamite. So,
I understand. Listen, I think, Sal, now, first of all, Zach's going to be on this team next year. He just is. He's going to be on the team. So you've got to examine this layer by layer. So, number one, are the Jets prepared? And I can't answer this. I'm just throwing out the possibilities. Are the Jets prepared to enter 2023 on paper with Zach as the guy? Right now, you'd have to lean toward no. There's still some football to play, and he'll give us an answer. We'll know in early January after that Miami game, okay, or a playoff game. So that's number one. Are they prepared to bring in somebody younger than Flacco, but of that ilk, and have them battle it out through camp? That, to me, is very plausible. But that also now depends on the next layer here is, how does Mike White look? Like, if Mike White, this is why I can't answer it. I'm not saying it's not interesting to talk about, but I don't have an answer for you. If Mike White looks lights out, it changes everything. If Mike White looks like he did against the Bills last year, it changes a lot as well. So there are so many variables, man. And I think what complicates it is that the Jets really, as you know, are really ready to start winning. Halfway decent. 15-ish, 16th-ish. Oh, that was so hard to say. Middle of the pack quarterback play. Jets are a lock. Lock for the playoffs. Now, that doesn't mean that there'll be a lock next year because, you know, there's injuries, other teams get better. You know, it's not necessarily who you play, but when you play them. Jets played a bunch of backup quarterbacks early this year. And there's so many circumstances, and I know the defense is really good. But you never know, and the NFL's unforgiving. You know, I've said many times, like, you come back with the same core in the NBA. I would use the Nets, but they've been so dysfunctional and wacky, you can't use them. But, like, if you're the Warriors, or, hell, even if you're the Knicks back in the day, they win a championship. But if the Knicks coming out of training camp every year, I'm talking about with Pat Riley, you know, Ewing, we know the crew. We love them, right? Starks, Mace, rest in peace, Oak, all those guys. You knew that the Knicks were going to win 50 and get out of the first round, and it would be a death match in round two, whomever they played. Miami, Indiana, Chicago. But you knew that that core would get you to a place where, all right, we get a couple of breaks, we make a big shot or two, we're going to the conference finals, you know? Football's not that way. Baseball's more like the NBA. You have a baseball core, you're good to go. You're going to win 90-plus, you're going to be in the mix. Who knows with football? So I know it seems easy to transfer what we've seen so far this year and push it to next year and say, hey, but so many things change, so I can't even do that. They just need a better quarterback, or they need Zach to be a whole hell of a lot better.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. Download it today.